东南下北齐对子一百个汉江大马天中国东南下北齐
Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly Mahjong podcast.
Yes, we are weekly again.
Yes.
It's happening.
It's like magic. If you just say it.
It's so not like magic.
If we say it, it will be weekly.
I can see how you it looks like it's, it would look like it's magic.
It's true. I just have to talk for a half an hour and magically, it's up.
Yeah. And all this music is in there and sound effects. And
yep. Isn't it amazing, Luna? Luna finds it amazing, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't find it amazing at all.
You don't?
No.
Well, actually, yeah, we should probably give a shout-out to our producer, then, at this point, which is Jen.
I'm not producer Jen. I'm just pro Jen.
Pretty amazing, actually. You guys should hear this song. That's what we should probably end with, is that song that you made. Because
I don't know, the lyrics aren't very good.
But it's not even like you were really making lyrics so much as it was like it's supposed to be like a sort of faux child song, no?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like F you, pretty much.
it's awesome.
Thank you.
It's really amazing.
Garth is trying to get me to buy him something.
I don't know about that. Never very good at these mind games.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
If I were to ever try to play a mind game, I really lose the mind games. let's see. You recently came back from Osaka.
Yes.
On another little Mahjong tour.
Yeah, very little one. 2 days. Just 2 days.
But that's a much larger tour than I've had in the last month.
No, not in the last month.
Oh, it was this
month.
It's
only been like 2 weeks since we got back.
All right, that's true. But it feels like forever because I lost my Mahjong job. Or at least my Mahjong job disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
So it's annoying.
It's not like it was a really, really, well, job with really good conditions anyway, but...
Well, it's not that it was such good conditions, except that somehow I was managing to make it work out pretty well, because... I don't know if I was really good at that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or did I know the customers there, or were they all just really bad? Because my record at Red's was pretty incredible. Since I started working there regularly again in April, I think it was.
Yeah.
My winning percentage was over 35%. Which is pretty good, no?
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, it was close. In some months it was over 40%. But the average ended up probably being, you know, somewhere between 35 and 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing pretty well there. And I was a little surprised. You know, the rules were not so different when we went to Yagura's place in Miyaken.
Yeah.
Man, I could not do anything there. And that's true. I did every once in a while have a weekday at Red's. But I don't think I was ever down nearly as much as I was when I was at Yagura's place.
Hmm.
What kind of games were you playing on this tour?
Three-player again.
So it was just three-player.
Yeah.
Both days were just three-player.
Yeah, mostly three-player. I think I'm going to start playing three-player on Dora Mahjong again a lot to practice. Because...
Do they have the same version of the rules?
Yeah,
there?
They have the Kansai rules on... The thing is, I played at two different parlors, and they both had different rules.
Like...
So all the rules are slightly different depending on the parlor.
Slightly different?
Yeah, because... Well, three-player is really like a home game anyway, like house rules. So each parlor has like slightly different rules. The hands and the scoring are mostly the same. But so the first place I played, they have like four flower tiles. And the flower tiles are the only ones you take out. So they have something called Nukidora in three-player Mahjong usually. And it's the same as the flower tiles in Chinese Mahjong. You take them out and they count as extra points. In this case, so at the first parlor, there's four flower tiles and you take them all out and they're extra points. You use North Pei as a round win. The Bakaze, it counts as a point for everybody, for the entire game. And,
Triple of them counts as...
Yeah.
A yaku, a hand point.
Right. And then, next you... I'm sorry. My floor is really dirty. I'm looking at your feet. I vacuumed yesterday, too. Why is my floor so dirty?
It's probably just dog hair, no?
Vacuumed. Okay, anyway. So, sorry. Also, there's 8 red 5s in both decks. But when you go to the next parlor, there's no flower tiles, and the norths are all the extra dora that you take out, yeah.
No red 5s.
There are 8 red 5s in both of them. But the red 5s don't count as chips, as bonus chips.
They just count as dora.
As dora, yeah. And then you only get bonus points for the first turn when Ippatsu after you reach, and the Ura Dora, the hidden doras, so.
Does it feel like it's a bigger sort of gambling game?
I think it should, but since the red 5s don't count as extra chips, it doesn't really feel like that. And you start with 35,000
points. 35,000
points? Yeah.
So does it often happen that people lose all their points, or...?
Yeah. Usually.
Usually?
At least half the time, I think.
You play 2 rounds. You have a north and south round. Pay is...
East and south.
East and south. And at the one place you said pay was always... North was always a yaku high, always by a hand point. And the other one, pay was the... North was the nuki dora. Huh. God, it's hard to see why... Well, I guess if you have 8 red 5s, that is going to make hands worth more a lot.
Yeah, most hands are at least Hanemon, I would say.
At least Hanemon?
Yeah.
Wow. You should you should almost get more points if you can manage to make a single point hand.
Yeah. Well, and also, was it Pinfu?
Uh-huh.
You can't get Pinfu Tsumo. Pinfu has to be, you have to win off someone else to get Pinfu.
Oh, wow, it's like Taiwan rules, right?
Yeah, it was like the old style rules.
Uh-huh.
So, if you have Tsumo, and you have Tsumo anyway, so it's not like you can't win on it. You just don't get the point for Pinfu.
For Pinfu, right.
So it's like the old style rules, because if you Tsumo, the thing about Pinfu is it's supposed to have no base points,
right.
No Fu.
And Pinfu
and if you Tsumo, then you get 2 Fu,
right.
So that's why.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was something I had forgotten about. But I mean, it doesn't come up that often because there's a lot of pon, and so it's not something that comes up that often. So I totally forgot about it, and then I was called on it. But I mean, it just made my hand Baimon instead of Sanbaimon. So.
Wow.
There's a lot of Sanbaimon even in
really?
This game. Yeah.
Do they have Kazuya Yakumon? So.
Yep.
For those who don't speak the Japanese, that is a counted
limit hand. Yeah.
Where you would have 13 hand points in your hand, which is basically the equivalent of getting, say, Kokushimuso, like 13 orphans or 4 concealed triples, or that kind of limit hand.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I got 13 orphans today playing Fight Club.
Wow.
The only game I won all day today, and I played 14 games. I won 1 out of 14 games, and 6 of those games, 5 of those games, were Sanma, 3-person mahjong, and I just could not.
Damn, you must be exhausted. Like, you did that, we did our 2-hour show today, and now we're doing the podcast.
It is exhausting to lose. Losing really, it takes
Fight
energy.
Fight Club is exhausting, even when you're winning.
But it depends on, I hate to say that, it helps to have distractions, but... having music on makes all the difference in the world, or something to listen to.
Yeah.
Because then the losing doesn't really become it's.
See, my problem is I listen to podcasts and then they say something and I'm like, oh really? I want to look that up. So then I open up my web browser and oh crap! I was supposed to discard the. Oops.
Huh? I don't feel like I play any worse when I'm distracted by looking at my phone or listening to music or iPods or lectures or whatever on my phone. It's just that if it's not the only thing I'm doing, then I don't feel so lame when I lose. If this is all I'm doing, why am I not winning more?
Yeah, that's true.
It really seems like a waste of time. Here I am concentrating entirely
on this.
You need
a scapegoat, basically.
Yeah, except that when I have the scapegoat, then I end up playing better anyway. Because I think I just...
So you didn't have music today, or?
No, I still don't have music because I haven't fixed my headphones.
Oh, and I stopped letting you use our recording headphones.
Yes.
Since you lost one, and I had to buy a new pair.
Yes, and even the other pair that I was sort of secretly using without you knowing, like, this arm here was starting to get a little looser, which is why I said, all right, now I'm really not going to use these headphones anymore. Because it did seem like I was weakening them. But yeah, so I don't have any music or anything to listen to.
I wonder if that's why this mic works better than those two. Because this one has not been used by you.
Well, the problem...
Do you feel weird, like, taking headphones around that have a mic on them?
I felt a little weird at first, but then I wanted to listen to things, so...
You know how cheap headphones are? Like, why don't you just get some earbuds?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. As you get older, you really start caring less and less about what you look like.
But why don't you just get some earbuds? Like, they're cheap. They're like $10.
Oh, the little tiny things?
Yeah.
Because the sound is offensive. I want, like, the
they're
sound
actually
that I...
pretty good.
Well, they're not going
to
be
some
as good
Sony
as...
earbuds?
They're not going to be
oh,
as
yeah,
good
okay,
as...
Oh, yeah, okay, when did you use them?
Which, what? Dude, there's just no way they're going to have the bass that I want.
I think that you would be surprised if you tried some.
Okay, there's...
The Sony earbuds are really good.
But they don't... They cannot possibly cover up your ears to the point that they can keep
they don't,
out
they
enough
They plug
sound.
Up your ears and keep the sound out.
I find this difficult to believe. But,
yes,
all right,
I know you do, because you haven't tried it yet.
I will go to
That
store.
Is the thing about getting older.
I know things without actually knowing them.
Yes. You know things that you haven't... Yes.
That I have not actually known.
Yeah.
I know things without learning them. You'd think intuition would get worse.
Not only that, like, it's offensive, you said. You didn't say, like, there's no way that they're going to be as good. Not that they're offensive. I think if you spent $20, maybe $25, you could get earbuds that you'd be very happy with.
You think?
Yeah. Wow. And they're a lot harder to break, earbuds.
And I'd be a better Mahjong player.
And they fit in your pocket, so you don't have to take your backpack just to take your headphones around. Or
I didn't. See, that's why...
Oh, you put them on your neck.
Yes, and that's why they got broken.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's enough about Mahjong. Let's talk about...
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Don't want to talk too much about Mahjong.
Speaking of Mahjong... I don't think we talked about Kita Kanto, North Kanto League, last time we were...
I believe you're right.
How did you do in North Kanto League last time?
I think I did all right. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I should look. See, the thing is, I don't generally look at the score sheets like everyone else does. Because, like, I don't want it to affect the way I play against other people. So I don't really want to know how people are in the standings and stuff. Like, I went into the Women's League in last place. And I was pretty sure I would end in last place as well. But I didn't want it to affect my game. So I didn't want to know who was close to me and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So I just completely ignored it. I didn't even look at the sheet. I mean, I knew I was in last place. That's it.
How did you finish in Women's League?
In, like, Pro League and stuff, I never look. I don't know. I'm sure I finished in last place. I didn't look.
No. I thought this was going to be some happy story about how you didn't look.
No, I'm saying I tend not to look at the score sheets. So Pro League here. Okay, I got minus 22 in the North Kanto Pro League.
Okay.
Wow, you're doing great.
I am currently in third place.
Yeah.
I had another sort of okay day, plus 30 or something.
Yeah, 37.
Yeah, you know, it's the only place right now that I have any sort of success at all playing Mahjong. And it's weird. I don't feel like I'm playing any differently there, or that other people are playing differently. I just feel like, wow, I'm glad every once in a while my big hands there happen to pay off. Whereas everywhere else, it really feels like Mahjong has gotten a lot cheaper. Like, do you not have the feeling like it seems like everybody just wants to play, like... Should I name names, or should I...
Let's try it without naming names first.
But I mean, you know, like, Pon Chi, and then, 2,000 points. Pon Chi, 1,000 points.
Well, I think it's a reflection of how... I mean, the game's gonna progress and evolve. So people were going for hands all the time, and some people found out that they just came in with the cheap hands instead of going for something big every time. They can take the weapons out of the guy's hands who are better at making their hands.
Right, and so you get three people who are just trying to win a hand, you pretty much never get to that big hand in time. Except, what's really annoying is that sometimes these guys who never—they're never trying to put a big hand together anyway. Sometimes they just start with three Dora and they're one tile away, and then they reach after two draws, and then you throw to them, and you're 12,000 points, huh?
I think I think it's a really important part of the game. I think it's an important evolution of the game.
Being lucky.
Well, I mean, they're going for the cheap hands when they can't get the big ones, and then when they get the big ones, they just jam on it.
It makes you think, wow, as it turns out, this is not as elegant as a game. This is not as elegant a game as I thought it was at first. Because
I don't know, maybe you really just had really high expectations.
There really doesn't seem to be any skill involved at all.
I don't know. The thing is, no, there is definitely skill involved. I'm so not on the same opinion of you as this.
Just go for it every time.
Well, so have you done that?
No, I hate that. I hate playing that way. It's just boring.
Well, then just play with the guys that play old-fashioned. That's another part about getting old.
It is amazing to me that people would play Mahjong, would continue to play Mahjong that way when it just seems really boring.
I don't know. So what's your goal in Mahjong?
To try to convince people to let me win.
Okay. Now I got it. Well, in that case, you should work on your campaigning, I think. I think that you could actually find some takers for that. Because if your goal is to win, then it shouldn't matter how you have to play to win.
Yes, that's true. I suppose... So... Kojima-sensei makes this point a fair amount of the time. And... It really annoyed me that he made this point to me when he made it, because it's like, I don't really feel like that's the way I play, although I may have been playing that way a little bit that day.
Right.
But, his comment to me about the way I was playing at the time was that, I don't feel like I have to win every hand, and maybe that's a difference between the way you play and the way I play. That's a difference between the way you think and the way I think.
I think that is very important, because that card, you really feel like... You really get upset when you could be in first place. You could end the game in first place, and if you didn't win that the second to last hand, and you're going into the last hand in first place still, you would be really upset about not winning that second to last hand, especially if it was a big hand.
Yes. It is that is also offensive. When people win hands that they should not have won.
Well, I mean, and that's also the thing, is you think you're the one to judge if they should have won that hand or not.
I know, I generally have the best judgment of all people, it's true.
The thing is, I hear all about this, lately I listen to the Adam Carolla podcast a lot, and they talk about entitlement a lot, and how people raise their kids, okay, you are the best, you are very special, you are awesome, but I don't feel like you were raised that way, and yet you turned out that way. I feel like you were raised pretty well, kind of put in your place kind of thing. When grown-ups do this, then you do this, and, when I say you have to go to this place, you have to go with us to this place, and somehow you still ended up with, I am special, I am smarter than all of you, and I am entitled.
Well, all right, I don't know if I have quite the same issue with entitlement. Do I really have that issue?
I don't know, you're entitled to win this hand, and that person should not have won that hand. Okay, this is only talking about Mahjong, but
yes.
Certainly not about the rest of life at all.
Yeah, I don't know. This kind of goes back to something I was saying before about how I really need to get over my sense of injustice with regard to other people's luck.
Mm.
And, I mean, that's... If we're playing a
game... Or possibly skill. I mean, you're implying that you are more skilled than these people.
Well, I'm definitely more skilled than a lot of those people.
Have you seen the things
they do?
I'm just amazed that but they're winning.
Well, no, they're not in North Kanto.
Okay, but one big subject is, okay, I'll drop a name, so Horiuchi.
Okay.
So you think that you definitely do not agree with his play. But he has a very good record with that kind of play. Very good record.
He has won much bigger tournaments than I have, it's true.
What league is he in?
He is currently, I think, in B2. He may have fallen down to C1.
Okay. Okay, so long-term tournaments beating you.
Yes, he's
short-term large tournaments beating you.
He's also despite how good my record is at Reds, I was only working there once, maybe twice a week, whereas the place he worked, I think he was working there probably 4 or 5 days a week, and he was the number one ranked player, I think, for that entire chain that he worked for.
So
it's true. And I think there are players who play badly and win a lot. If you get enough players together, there will be, and they play enough games, you will have players who play awfully and win their entire careers.
Okay, but why do you think you are the one to judge if they're playing awfully?
Just
when you can't, you can't even like Sashikomi.
Sashikomi?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So like, if you see someone going for a big hand, you aren't even like going trying to let someone else win a cheaper hand to stop that person from winning the big hand.
No, because I think I can make a bigger hand.
So I'm just saying like. I'm just wondering why you are the authority to judge if they're good players or not.
That's true. But the thing is, with him, he does not have a lot of support for the way he plays, except for his record.
Yeah. His record, which is much better than... Okay, there's a lot of people who criticize the way he plays that could not make it in the current leagues. There are people that criticize it that are making it in the current leagues, but a lot of them have seeds as well.
He has seeds. His seed to the reason.
Yeah, but he won those seeds in the current system, not grandfathered in like the other guys.
But I mean, you know, his first win in Jiu Nansen, the 10 Steps tournament. He got that from winning the.
Okay, and how did he get up to B2?
From winning Jiu Nansen.
You just move up in leagues when you win Jiu Nansen?
That's what seemed to happen. He was in...
Are you sure he didn't win Tokshou or something? Special League?
I don't think he was in Tokshou. Really?
I don't know. I'll look it up. Don't worry about it. Keep talking. I have never heard of someone just moving up in league, because I guess it could happen, but...
I did hear about that once. It depends. If you
No,
win,
I heard about it when you get to a certain league, they put your dan up automatically.
The other way around.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think you just get into league because of your don. Maybe you do, I don't know.
I had that
We are
then.
So knowledgeable about our own league.
Yes. Well, I certainly agree that it is hard for me to present myself as an authority on what is exactly the right way to play and the best way to play. The year that he won, so if you could look at that year, the year that he won Jiu Nansen, the next league session, he was in B1 or 2, I think. I think he was in B2.
Mm-hmm. B2. Which winner goes to B2?
And I think he had been...
So you have to actually win it to go to B2.
You have to win Tokshou. So, if you looked at the Tokshous, he would have to have been somewhere... first or second in one of those years, if I'm remembering incorrectly, and he was in C3 first and then up to B1, or B2. What was I going to say?
Yeah, I don't see him in Tokshou, so it's possible. Probably he didn't do that. It was Uotani that won last time.
Won Tokshou?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So she should be in B2 now.
She's putting together a little string of things for herself, isn't she? For those of you who did not know, she won the Pro Queen or the Women's
League.
Women's
yeah.
League. She won it this year or she won it last year?
This year hasn't finished yet.
Oh, okay.
So, last year. That would be last year.
Yes. You also played in the Oisen qualifier for North Kanto. Same day as the rest of our team.
Yeah, I just...
Not Oh, yes, I do remember you talking about that. You felt like you had a shot at the end.
No, at the beginning I felt like I had a shot, but it didn't work out. Like, no. I was winning the game, and then I just dealt, like, a winner to the one person that I couldn't, that I shouldn't have. And then...
That made you lose that game. That was in the beginning of the last
game. Yeah, but there are only three games, and the winner, only the winner of all, like, the first place after three games won anything, so...
Yeah, so that was kind of a tough draw to go through on. I think it was, what, one out of 16 players, right? Which, I don't know, it's, on the one hand, it's a small group, like you're playing a 16-person tournament, but I think the ratio there is still quite a bit worse than what it would be from the Tokyo qualifier that will be going on next month. So I don't know, I will be playing in the qualifier next month.
Do you remember what year he won? He won Judon.
It would be so not this year and not the year before, but the year before that. So we're in 2012. He would have won in 2010.
Okay, let's see.
Because the year that I was the reporter was 2011. I was reporting on him defending his title in 2011.
Okay, so right now we're in the 27th Pro League, so it would have been during the 25th.
I guess so. Yes. And if I don't so if you guys are all listening in English, you would not have seen me reporting on that tournament. But there was a fair amount of controversy about that final for a lot of different reasons. One of the big reasons was all the smack talk about the way he played, and that is one thing that I find a little bit strange. You know, I guess when you're commentating, like in the event, to really just lay into a player about the, some of the older pros in our league were really just they would continually attack everything he did, and it's a little bit strange. Well, it became especially controversial because his style of play is very popular among a lot of people that know him from and watch him from playing online.
Right.
And so a lot of people were watching this live event online and wondering why all the old guys in our league were just bad-mouthing every single thing he did. And there was quite a bit of stink about
that. I think,
that,
there's a lot of people that actually think that that's a good way to play.
Yes, but it's funny that pretty much nobody... None of the elite in our... You know, the elite in our group, in our league are fairly it's a tough crowd to get into and be accepted, and so you know but the people who have to write articles about these people and you know present them, they had a really hard time writing about him because you know you can't badmouth them, but they really hate that style of play. So then they were and I you know when I was challenging everybody on whether this was a good way to play, I asked them straight out, well, how did you like writing an article about having to write an article about him winning and you know, some of our favorite names in Mahjong were like, yeah, I had no idea what to write. I did not like the way he played.
I don't know. I think that shows weaknesses, though. Okay, so he was in D1 during the 25th.
Right, and then the next season, I believe he was at least C3 and maybe B2. And you don't see him as having won
Tokshō,
right? So I believe he moved up as a result of, you know, one or perhaps both of those wins in what was it? The Champions League tournament.
He was still in D1 at the end of 26, so end of last year. He was still in D1.
And then he randomly moved up?
He moved up to C3 last year, so he would have been in C3. So on here, he moved up to C3 26, end of 26. And right now we're in 27, I believe. Huh. Oh, no, wait, right now we're in 29. So 27, he would have moved up to C3.
Yeah, it's,
And then he was in B2? Oh, then he's in B2. So within 1 year...
He moved up from C3 to B2, which is not possible without some sort of, you know...
Yeah, but it looks like maybe they moved him up, like, one league or something. It doesn't look like...
It was too much of a bump?
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Yes, once again, this is us being
so he was in C3 at the end of the 27th season.
Uh-huh.
So he skipped two leagues up to B2. From C3 to B2.
Hmm.
This is the 27th season.
And he did not win the special league, which means they've decided for some reason.
Yeah, even though they hate him.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And in case you don't know why it is that that I don't like his style so much and why other people don't like his style, he steals tiles a lot. He pawns and chows basically whenever he can. It really feels like there is no rhyme or reason to his pawns and chows. I was just reading an article about him, an article that he wrote, actually, one of his columns in the Mahjong Current monthly magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, my style is to, you know, go straight ahead for the win or go straight ahead for the fold. And I think, well, you know, I pretty much feel like it's just, I don't even know if it's, you could really call that going straight ahead for the win. It's going straight to Tenpai. He is going straight to trying to have be one away from winning, except that a fair amount of the time he steals tiles in such a way that he cannot possibly have any hand point in his hand. Except for possibly the final draw, or you know, draw on the con.
And this is early in the hand.
It's quite often he'll steal tiles, on the third or fourth draw. Mm. And you know, I remember once because I matched up against him in Tokyo. I may have talked about this. Me and Kamimura were at the same table,
right.
And he stole tiles at second, third draw. We get to...
you can hear about this on past podcasts, but...
Yes. We get to the last draw, and we open up our hands, and he has no hand point in his hand. And so he was clearly just trying to make us get off our hands. And okay. I think if everybody would just ignore him, they would be much stronger players.
Okay,
him.
But maybe... I feel like there's a chance that he read that you were not ignoring him. And I think that bluffing is very legitimate in the game.
Bluffing is legitimate, but he could not. He did not change his game up once we started ignoring him. And the last two games that we played, we beat the crap out of it.
Okay. I don't know. I commend his play.
It's true. If he
I think it's more important to play the player and not... I don't think that each discard matters in Mahjong.
That's
I think
true.
Reading and playing your players is much more important. So in my mind, that kind of play, if he's... I mean, obviously you said in that case he didn't change up his play. But maybe he was still like, developing that, you know? Who knows? But... If you get to a point where you can develop that and you can actually bluff without being able to win the hand,
mm-hmm.
like going all in with nothing and just knowing your players, your opponents are going to fold,
right.
And then I think you're way better than the people who are like, oh, we have to fold in this situation, we have to, with this hand, because you're reading the players.
Right.
If you say, with this player, in this situation, I have to fold, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say, with this hand, I have to fold every time, it makes you a weak player.
Yes, absolutely. You do need to react to what other players are doing, but only if it makes sense. If you can read that what they're doing is making sense or not making sense. One thing that interested me was in the column that he wrote. He was saying that he was checking his statistics on Ronron,
mm-hmm.
and that his reach percentage was like 25%. Like he reached 25% of what, I wonder, because when I played him before. He could almost never reach because he steals.
Yeah, but 25% is actually a very low reach rate.
That's a very low reach rate?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm like at 46 or something.
I feel like I'm much higher than that, too.
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine how he would get up to 25% because he really steals tiles as soon as he possibly can.
Okay, but this is a very recent article, too. I mean,
right.
So when you're talking about playing against him, too, you're talking about
right. He may have changed up his style a lot.
Did you notice when you were commentating on his game that he had changed anything?
I didn't notice it then, no. And that's why people were complaining. That's why the pros who were commentating on it were really complaining. as it happened, I did not end up being the actual commentator. I was more of just sort of an MC for the tournament that time around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't really making those in-depth comments about the play so much as at the end of games, I would kind of go up and ask him, you know, probably focus on one hand and say, you know, why did you do this in that hand, or how did you feel about winning this hand?
Yeah.
And so that was about the result of all the commentating I was doing there, and sort of browbeating Moriyama for kind of losing, which everybody thought was really funny because, you know, he is about as far up there in our league as anybody could possibly be.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's our browbeating of of people. Who
basically,
are...
Garth and I don't agree. Yes. Well, we kind of agree, but
yes, this is me trying to.
We agree in kind of theory, but not in practice.
This is me trying to browbeat somebody who's had a much better record than I. So it's hard to really listen to anything I say.
Yes, I find it hard anyway, and I have to listen to it a lot.
I think I've found new people to complain about, actually.
Yes, you found new people to complain about, but not new people to complain to. Okay, what are we going to go out on? Da-da-da?
Da-da-da. Okay.
Da-da-da. You guys know that song?
I don't even know. Do I know this song?
Mm-hmm.
No. All right, perfect. Yes.
Yeah, that's what the T-Man used to go out on in Seattle.
Well done. Let's see, where can you find us? We are, well, you're on Ronron these days. My computer is broken, or my internet is broken.
Internet is you have a new computer waiting for you.
Yes, if I would just connect my internet. And then I could be on Ronron. You can find Jen on Ronron. We are also Twitterable.
Yes. Tweetable. Mahjong Jen with one N.
I am Garth, E-G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E.
We have a lot of Japanese tweets, too, so beware.
Ah, yes. But you can respond to us, and we will respond in English.
Yes.
Because we can do that, too.
Sometimes.
Try not to forget English.
Yes.
Let's see, where else? If you're in Japan, you might still be able to find us on Mahjong, Nangoku Mahjong.
Yeah, the pachinko game. We're on Mahjong Fight Club, too, still.
Fight Club.
And hopefully forever.
Yes. I do hear random rumblings every once in a while about the state of online Mahjong going all the way to just computers and not in video arcades anymore. But, for the moment, Mahjong Fight Club is still on, and we have, you know, weird events where people say, ne? Like when you get a limit hand.
Yeah, so
say,
we can't quit playing so quickly anymore.
Yeah. Get a good hand, you have to keep playing, or I guess. But let's see, anything else? Do you have any events coming up? You have any events coming up?
Oh, we're gonna play on TV. Not TV, but internet TV on Nico Nico on Saturday. You and I.
Really? That's gonna be on Nico Nico?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like TV.
Uh-huh.
It's TV-ish.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You're right.
Da-da-da.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm not singing.
Okay. Sorry, I thought I was supposed to join in.
Yeah, so if you know how to use Nikonama, join us there. We also have our Japanese weekly broadcasts.
I guess we should probably tweet about that just so people know where to look for it, huh?
Oh, yeah, in English, yeah. You can look at us, even if you don't understand Japanese, or if you understand it, you can practice.
Yes.
Or if you're Japanese, you can just listen. Or if you're white and speak Japanese, kind of like us, you're probably better than us, but
yeah,
you can still listen.
Well, Jen can speak it, I can pick it.
All right, we're going on 40 minutes now.
Yes. Okay, so I have blabbered enough, and we've sort of sold ourselves, so...
And I don't agree.
Yes. And it's probably good for me, because I need to have my ideas challenged.
I do that constantly. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you guys again next week.
See ya.